ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 25. What will it take for you to visit me in Japan?Thank you very much for joining us.
Kat-san,
hi.
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use the conjunction から and review how to use the conjunction けど.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place on the phone and it's between Kent and his father. Kent's father is trying to convince him to do something.
What level of Japanese are they speaking?
They will be speaking informal Japanese.Now, if you're listening on an iPod,
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster. Okay, so now let's listen to the conversation.
もしもし?
ああ、ケント?今時間ある?
うん、あるけど、何?
今週お父さん仕事で京都に行くから京都に来ないか?
京都?遠いな。週末サッカーの試合があるから。
そうか、残念だな。母さんのショートブレッドを持っていくけど。
え?あ、行く行く。
もう一度。お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あ、ケント、今時間ある?
うん、あるけど、なーに?
今週、お父さん、仕事で京都に行くから、京都に来ないか?
京都、遠いなぁ。週末、サッカーの試合があるから。
そうか、残念だな。母さんのショートブレッドを持っていくけど。
あ、行く、行く。
今度は英語が入ります。
もしもし?
Hello?
ああ、ケント、今時間ある?
ああ、ケント、Do you have time to talk now?
うん、あるけど、何?
Yeah, I do, but what is it?
今週、お父さん、仕事で京都に行くから、京都に来ないか?
This week I'm going to Kyoto on business, so why don't you come to Kyoto too?
京都?遠いなぁ。
京都? That's far.
週末サッカーの試合があるから。
Next week I have a soccer game, so...
そうか。残念だな。
I see. That's a shame.
母さんのショートブレッドを持っていくけど。
I'll be taking your mother's homemade shortbread, but...
え?あ、行く行く。
What? Ah, I'll go, I'll go.So Kent's mom's shortbread must be pretty good for him to change his plans like that.
Yeah, I bet. He changed his mind really quickly. What about you? Is there any kind of food that would have the same effect on you?
It's difficult because when I'm not in Japan, there are tons of things that make me think, I want to go back to Japan. But when I'm in Japan, UK is not so famous for food. So
really?
I would say probably the one thing I miss is probably fish and chips from Scotland because, you know, the fish is quite good there. So yeah, that's yummy. How about you, Nami-sensei? When you were abroad, did you miss anything?
Yeah, gohan kana?
Ah, cooked rice.
Right.
Ah, I hear Japanese people say that a lot.
Yeah, because Japanese rice is a bit different from Western style
That's
rice.
Right, that's right. The grain is short, isn't it? And it's more fluffy.
And sticky.
Sticky. Oh, it is good. I want to eat some gohan right now, actually. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is
今週
This week.
今週 今週
Next.
仕事
Work, job.
仕事仕事
Next.
週末
Weekend.
週末週末
Next.
残念
Too bad, regrettable.
残念残念
And finally.
持っていく
To take.
持っていく持っていく
Okay, so now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
今週
This week.
週 means week, and this 今 means now.
So 今週 is this week. If you change the first part, you can talk about other weeks too.
Right. For example, 先週
last week,
来週
next week.
Only the first part changes. The 週 meaning week stays the same.
The next word is actually very closely related.
週末
weekend.
This is the same 週 that means week. 末 means end. So this literally means weekend.
And the next word is
残念 This word is used a lot when someone tells you some bad news or something not good.
It's kind of like, that's too bad or that's such a shame.
Yeah, exactly.
So when Kent tells his father he has a soccer game and can't go to Kyoto, his father says,
残念だな。
That's a shame. The last word we're looking at is
持っていく
To take.
This is a verb phrase. It's made up of two verbs, 持つ
To hold
and 行く
To go. It means take, with the emphasis of taking something to the place you're going to. That's why the verb 行く to go is used.
If you change 行く to the verb 来る
to come,
you get 持ってくる, which means to bring.
So to take is 持っていく, and to bring is 持ってくる.
Ah, Kyato-san, I think native English speakers tend to use to take and to bring interchangeably. Yeah, but in Japanese, 持っていく and 持ってくる are not interchangeable, so please be careful.
Yeah, that's right. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use the conjunction から and review how to use the conjunction けど. First, let's start with から. から is a conjunction that indicates a reason or cause. The reason always comes before から and the result comes after.
It translates to because or so in English, right?
That's right. Let's look at some example sentences.
Here's the first one. 眠いから寝る.
I'm going to bed because I'm sleepy. Let's break it down.
眠い
sleepy
から
because so 眠いから means because I'm sleepy
寝る
sleep so literally because I'm sleepy I'm going to go to sleep which is a good idea
right so remember the reason for the main action comes before から
right let's go through another example
this one's a bit longer 明日テストがあるから勉強する
I'm going to study because there's a test tomorrow let's break this one down as well
明日
tomorrow
テストがある
there's a test
から
because so 明日テストがあるから means because there's a test tomorrow
勉強する
I'm going to study so literally because there's a test tomorrow I'm going to study let's look at the examples of から in the dialogue
when Kent's father asks Kent to come to Kyoto Kent says 週末サッカーの試合があるから
At the weekend, I have a soccer game, so...
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Ten, 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 which means dot, dot, dot. This sentence actually ended at the から, which is very common in Japanese not to complete the sentence.
Right. He only gave the reason he can't go.
He didn't actually say, I can't go, but it's implied completely by the reason.
Exactly. A lot of things are implied in Japanese like this.
That's an understatement. Instead of saying things straight out, it kind of tails off at the reason, and then you're left to make your own conclusions from that.
Right. There was one more example in the dialogue. Kent's dad said, 仕事で京都に行くから京都に来ないか?
I'm going to Kyoto on business, so why don't you come to Kyoto too? Well, that was a mouthful. So let's break it down a little bit.
Sure.
仕事で
On business, literally on work.
京都に行くから
Because I'm going to Kyoto.
京都に来ないか
Why don't you come to Kyoto? So as you can see, you can put a suggestion or invitation in the main phrase that follows から
For example, I could say コンサートに行くから行かない?
I'm going to a concert, so why don't you come along? For a bit more on inviting someone to do something, please read the lesson notes. Okay, so now let's move on to our review of けど.
We first covered けど in lesson 11 or 11.
けど is a conjunction that connects two sentences and means but. Sentence A, けど, sentence B would be sentence A, but sentence B.
Here are some examples.
安いけど美味しい。
安い is cheap and 美味しい is delicious. So this means it's cheap but delicious.
高いけど買う。
高い is expensive and 買う means to buy. So this is it's expensive but I'll buy it.
難しいけど面白い。
難しい difficult 面白い interesting. So this means you guessed it. It's difficult but interesting. Now let's look at the examples from the dialogue.
First, Kent's father asked him if he had time to talk. Kent said, あるけど、何?
That's so rude. It's so like teenage-ish. So teenager-esque that. He said, I do, but what is it? It's kind of truculent sounding. Next, here's an example where the sentence ends with けど. Kent says that Kyoto is too far to go, so to convince him, his father says,
母さんのショートブレッドを持っていくけど。
I'll be taking your mother's homemade shortbread, but... So it just kind of trails off. But basically what he's saying is, but too bad you won't get any. If you're not coming to meet your father.
Probably something like that.
You often hear sentences end in けど in Japanese.
You can also use it to soften what you're saying, can't you?
Right, right.
Like if you don't want to be too direct, you can say things like, 行きたいけど, I want to go, but... So just keep in mind it's a very useful particle.Okay, so as you heard, that was a pretty packed lesson. So make sure to go through the lesson notes to read a more detailed explanation on how these conjunctions work.
And it's time to say goodbye for this lesson and for this series.
That's right. Can you believe it? We went from short, simple phrases in the first few lessons to long, complex ones by the last one.
Yes, we did. I hope this series has helped everyone understand casual Japanese a lot better.
Please leave us your comments and any questions you have for us on anything in this series in the comment section.
Thanks for listening to this newbie series season 5.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。Thank you very much. Until next time.
じゃあまた。
もしもし?
ああ、ケント?今時間ある?
あるけど。何?
今週、お父さん、仕事で京都に行くから、京都に来ないか?
京都?遠いなあ。週末サッカーの試合があるから。
そうか。残念だな。母さんのショートブレッドを持っていくけど。
え?あ、行く行く。